Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tom, I'm going to open this quickie episode with a topic that is very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, the mind boggles.
Pettiness.
Oh, of course.
Pettiness. So this is a story. This is a stories episode, everybody. Welcome.
Yeah,
Ghost of Boyfriend's Past. This is a story I found on news.com.au, and I'm not going to read the headline because it gives it away. If never forgetting was an award, this woman won it. A Dallas woman sabotaged a man for 15 years by ruining his favorite TV shows, and she claims his engagement after he wronged her friend one night back in college.
Okay.
In a TikTok video titled "This is Genuinely Unhinged," Linda Solly Heard recalled the night she was enjoying out with her friends at a comedy show when one of her friends mistakenly knocked a drink into a man's lap. Ms. Heard said the man was so furious that he spit on her friend, calling the woman a stupid fat bitch.
Okay, that's no good. That's no good at all.
"I'm screaming in this guy's face," Ms. Heard said. "That's assault. You're disgusting. You're trash. And he calls me an ugly bitch. We move on with our night. We do not move on with our lives," Ms. Heard tells viewers in the clip that now has over 4.4 million views. Certainly not forgiving or forgetting, Ms. Heard tracked down the man's Facebook, where she noticed that he was a massive fan of iconic shows Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead. Feeling vengeful, Ms. Heard cleverly created fake Facebook accounts to spoil episodes on a weekly basis for both shows through direct messages to him. This was back when the shows were airing on TV and you get one per week, so she would do anything to avoid a spoiler. "So I go search for all the spoilers. I go on Reddit, I go on the forums, everything. The man tried to block every single fake account she made, but she just kept creating more and spoiling his television fun. I do that for a couple of months and then I'm over the grudge," she said. Ms. Heard then revealed that the man ended up in her political science class, which afforded her another opportunity to continue her scheme. "He is the devil's advocate for everything," Ms. Heard said. "Every trash opinion that you could have, this person has it." And of course, in a political science class, you're going to be saying all of those opinions. One day he's firing up his PowerPoint to the projector for a class project, and I see in his laptop, he basically sees this guy's Reddit account. And so then she spams him with even more spoilers on his Reddit username account. Then she briefly retired from the fun and didn't bother him for almost a decade until a mutual Facebook friend announced her engagement to this man.
Okay.
"I find out they're engaged, and when they're pretty close to their wedding, I was like, I haven't thought about this guy for so long, so I look up his Reddit to see if he's still using it." Ms. Heard rushed to the man's Reddit account to see what he's been up to all these years and discovered some sinister things. "I see some pretty sinister stuff on his Reddit," she says. "There are pictures that he's passing off as her." There are pictures that he's passing off as her, his fiance. I think he's using another woman and saying that he's engaged to her. I think that's what it's saying. "If this was your partner, you'd want to know." Ms. Heard said she signed into one of her unused Facebook accounts and messaged the man's Reddit post to his then fiance. Ms. Heard said the woman breaks off the engagement after she sent her a few of the sinister Reddit posts, and this woman is now remarried with children. "The last I checked, I saw her and she's got beautiful children, a thriving business, and seems to have a happy marriage now." 15
okay.
Years.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I said pettiness.
Fucking
it's not.
It's okay. Petty. There is, yes. Okay. Yes, meddle or get involved or fuck around with when they're in a relationship with someone. But for the first half of it, this guy's just living rent free in your head for calling you a fat bitch in a pub, and then for 15 years you're making accounts and sending.
If she'd done it for like a month, I would have been like, "That's hilarious. He deserved it. What an abusive asshole."
it's too much.
But then,
it's too much.
But I guess then he continued being like, it's one of those checking in to see if you're still a horrible person. And he was still a horrible person, so she kept doing it. And then he was being a horrible person again. She was seeing herself as like some vigilante of awful people.
Yes, if you're spending years on tormenting someone, that guy's winning, right? He's winning even if he's losing. Yeah. He's just in your occupying your,
although,
your frontal cortex.
I do agree with the sending the fiance the sinister posts about
her. When there's a relationship and you discover proof of infidelity or
especially if you know someone's actually an asshole of a human.
Yes, if you, that's not a bad thing to approach that to someone else. But yeah, weird before that.
Yes.
Good Lord. Wow.
Stories, Tom. What have you got for me?
Speaking of Reddit, I stumbled upon this comment in the wild, and it was cute about how two people got together. Ours was a slow burn. My first time meeting my husband was at a punk house show. We both played for different bands and we were both very shy. We didn't talk and were never really introduced for years, although I knew his bandmates very well. Our bands played shows several times a month together, but we never talked. I ended up dating his then roommate years after we first saw each other. One day I went over to their house and was working in their garden, putting in some veggies and flower beds. In brackets, I worked in agriculture and lived in an apartment, so my ex offered me their place to garden since I didn't have a space of my own to do my own projects. My ex wasn't home at the time. I ended up getting massive blisters that popped on my hands, so I went inside to bandage them up, but was having a hard time doing it one-handed.
Yes.
My now husband was just waking up. He used to work the night shift and was in the kitchen making coffee. He offered to bandage my hands for me, and then he came and helped me in the garden. When he took my hands in his, I knew that that was it. We've been together 10 years, have moved countries together, and just had our first kid. He's sitting next to me on the couch right now, and he said, when he bandaged up my hands, that that was it for him too. He
Aww.
Knew.
That's really cute.
Isn't it just...
Gross.
Yes. And I apologize for the whiplash after your opening story, but it's just to stumble upon that in the wild.
Yeah, that's sweet. Stop. I'm going to tell you about a breakup now.
My face is shocked.
This one comes courtesy of our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group. Scott writes in, I once witnessed a breakup live during a Dungeons & Dragons game. I was watching the game with the thought of maybe joining the campaign, and they got bogged down in a prep for a mission, and tensions were high. There was a rules disagreement on the way to the hidden temple when one of the partners stood up, screamed at the DM, "You can't do that! That's not how the rules work!" and then rounded on her partner immediately, said, "And I'm leaving you!" Needless to say, I did not join that game.
Oh, dear. It would have been horrible to have assumed that was role-playing and jumped in and be like, yeah, I'm out of here too. That's so-. And like, no, I'm breaking up.
For realsies,
no,
my friend.
No, I'm breaking up the party. And no, then, never break up the party.
And then your lovely lady has...
What?
Has commented...
What?
Below that.
What?
It said... it says Nat 1 roll to stay together. I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, so in D&D, you rolled everything you do is rolled about is revolves around rolling a dice, yep. right? From 1 to 20.
Yep.
And if I'm picking a lock in D&D and I roll a 20, I succeed wonderfully.
Right.
If you roll a 1, the lock blows up and you get shrapnel in your face.
Yep.
So to save a relationship and you roll a nat 1, it's like the relationship never even was started, like it didn't even exist in the first place.
Right.
That's how negative
right.
it
is. Okay. Wow. Well, yes, that's what she replied.
Want a creepy one?
Yes.
So this guy starts showing me pics of his super, super old cat, which is not a problem. I love cats. I told him that. I also have a cat. But then he starts explaining he recently adopted this elderly cat because in cat years, he calculated that it would be his mother's age. He named it after his mother. Full name. And his mother had just died.
Oh.
I stayed real calm and kind about the whole thing. People cope in their own ways. But that's a weird flag, am I right?
Oh.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not terrible.
No.
Kind of weird. But we're giving feedback on a stories-driven episode here. We don't have to do that.
No, I want to finish on a what I think is a funny one.
Okay. Liz thinks it's funny, so...
So a mum, this is again on news.com.au, a mum has revealed how she went to desperate measures to avoid turning off her new boyfriend. So Kaylee, 34, was terrified that her new boyfriend would refuse to see her again if he heard her doing her business in the bathroom. She said, I didn't want to run the risk of me being traumatized and embarrassed by my bodily functions. So what do you think seemed like a good option?
Hmm.
Any guesses?
Glue your urethra shut. I don't know. I have no idea where this is going.
She she took a carrier bag into the bathroom to shit in that instead of the toilet because it wouldn't make a noise.
This is unfair. I love that you found this funny and saying it. I was sitting here, crinkled brow.
She said it seemed like the best option and it did the trick because he had no idea what was I was up to, and we were together for 9 years after that. So she says that they'd gone out, it was a new relationship, and she'd gone out with a drink with the guy, and she ended up back at hers where the walls are made from plasterboard and are paper thin. And she was left with a huge dilemma because she feared that he would be disgusted if she went to the toilet. Now, I just want to say everybody poops. Everybody poops.
Apparently, I've been led to believe.
And I feel like you just need to lean into it if you do a loud poop at someone's house. Like, if someone's disgusted by it, they're not your person because everyone shits. She thought, if I went to the loo, he would hear me and think, what on earth just happened? It wasn't worth the risk. So the only solution was to use the bag. She said, I used the bag as a toilet and wiped my bum with a tea towel. I threw the whole lot in the bin and the guy was none the wiser. He slept through it all. So he was asleep.
This
he was asleep. I don't understand why she didn't use toilet paper. Like, honestly, like, why? No, why?
You brought Zane back.
This is a person who wants to be surprised with a wedding ring.
Going back
this
to
is
our,
the archetype.
Going back 2 weeks ago to our
why
questions.
Why a carrier bag? How is that better than... So is it just the flush that you're worried about? This makes no sense,
person. Well, I don't
feel
like it was a plastic bag. I feel like it was probably an eco bag, so it made a soft rather than a crinkling.
Yeah, sure. But when I think about people being embarrassed about going to the bathroom, I'm thinking about, like, actual bodily noises, not, like, a splash and a flush. That seems to be what she's worried, the flush.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're worried about a splash and a flush, you just put toilet paper in the toilet first, and then when you poop on it, like I've tried and tested, it just kind
did
of
she
lightly.
Pee?
The tools for the whole.
No, she did. She just shit in the carrier bag.
The tools, all everything you need for the whole shooting match is already in the bathroom, right? If you're bringing outside implements, bags, I don't know, into something's gone wrong in your endeavors.
I'm just gonna say. I hope that your partner is so appreciative of the lengths that you will go to make sure that his comfort is catered for.
She told him eventually, and he laughed and he said he understood why I did it and it wasn't because I was saving on the water bill. And then she says, I would be flattered personally if someone went to all that bother for me. So hypothesis proved, Zane, I feel. then she says,
vindicated.
Yes.
Then she says, I doubt that I will ever live it down, to be honest. When I told a pal that I got a job working in a zoo, she told me that was great because I would be used to bagging up poop.
Yeah, yes. 9 years experience of it. There you go, readers. If you, there's another one for you. Just listen to that story, weigh it against your own life, and everything will seem a bit cheerier, right?
Just poop. Like, honestly, sure. just have everyone poos. Like, if you've got explosive diarrhea, maybe apologize before you poo and say, I'm so sorry, I have gut problems. Lean into it and be like, how'd you like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Too far. No, pull it back. I'd probably be like, sorry, I'm gross. Like, I'd lean into the self-deprecation about the defecation.
Instead of self-deprecation.
It's better to deprecate than to defecate. All right.
Well, we got a cackle out of Elizabeth Best on this here episode of Ghosts of Boys from Charles. Those of you that are eating currently, I apologize.
I'm so sorry.
And I wholeheartedly thank you for tuning in once again. Gee whiz, it means a whole lot to me.
If you've got any poop stories that you want to share.
Send them
Zane's
through.
Like, no. I want to know awkward.
We're going to have a themed episode.
I want to know awkward relationship moments. They don't have to be scatologically related, but moments where you've done something awkward or slightly insane because you were worried that someone would see you in a different way.
Yes.
Write to ghostofboyfriendspast@gmail.com or, as Scott did this week, write a story in our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past at Group Therapy. And on the end of this quickie episode, I just want to leave you again with the thought that everybody poops. So, like, don't be ashamed of it. And anyone who shames you for your poop is not your person. I said poop a lot.
I'm getting paid by the word.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.